cake is so delicious.
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
Longer come.
Yeah, fuck my fucking armpits, yeah.
Ah!
Dick and nuts!
I fucked my brother. I fucked him.
I see a lot of penises. Animals' penises.
Ah! You know what NAMLA stands for, don't you? No ass may be left alone.
Your dick get hard.
That's sick! And I trusted you!
It's just a fun thing.
Crystal meth loses up in my hole.
That was beautiful, precious.
Timmy Boo.
My big, fat, nasty ass in a thong.
Yes, freaks! Timothy James Henson back here with you for the Tuesday podcast. It's an extended one for Sideshow members. If you are a paying freak, you're going to get 10 to 15 minutes of bonus content. If you're not a member, sign up right now so you don't miss a thing. Superfreaksideshow.com. I am in a great mood. Do you want to know why? Yesterday on Twitter, I noticed Arrested Development was trending. You know that old Fox show that I was obsessed with? If you listen to podcasts back in the, 2004, 2005 era, oh my God, I was always going on and on about that show. It was annoying, I agree. But I was obsessed. I would watch that show over and over again, even after it had been canceled. I got all the DVDs, and I still watch them. Love them to death. Really my favorite show of all time. And I wondered, why the hell was it trending? Are the DVDs on sale or something? No. The New Yorker was holding some sort of television, I don't know, conference, and they had a panel discussion, a bit of a reunion for Arrested Development. All of the cast members were there. They talked about the show and their experience, and then the bomb dropped, and that was not only are they still planning to do a movie, but as the creator and writer of the show, Mitch Hurwitz, was sitting down to write the script, he realized it's been 5 or 6 years now. If I spend 5 minutes, just 5 minutes, talking about where each character has been, that's half the goddamn movie. So what they're going to do is do a limited run television season of like 9 or 10 episodes, get all the characters up to the present time, and then do the movie so that the television season will lead into the movie, and I about shit my pants and came and cried. I'm very emotional lately. October really is shaping up to be a great month, so there you go. That's your Arrested Development news. Now, though, it's time to get into Sextastic Tuesday. I know that's what most of you people care about. This is a stupid bit where I try to find strange, bizarre, disgusting, or just poorly written sex stories. There's a lot of porn on the internet, and a lot of it sucks. Only the worst of the worst, though, is Sextastic Tuesday material, and that's what I have for you today. Let's get into it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Sextastic Tuesday.
It's Sextastic.
By the way, there's some girl, I think her name is Kendra, who's been emailing me saying, Jesus Christ, Tim, I don't want to hear Scott Fletcher's voice announcing it's Sextastic Tuesday. There needs to be a hot chick that says it, right? So if you are a hot chick with a sexy voice, just record something for me. Just say, oh, do you want to touch my breast? Stick your dick in between my titties? Oh, it's Sextastic Tuesday. That's all I really need is the It's Sextastic Tuesday part. If you want to add the thing about the breasts and the titties and the dick, feel free to go wild, though. And maybe you'll hear your voice on Distorted View. What a treat. Today's story is all about the blinds. Yes, blind people having sex with a twist. Let's get into it right now. Wispy phantasms of red. That's what he noticed first. When he was talking to someone, he noticed a little glimmer of red. Then it would fade. At first, he thought it was another of those false color experiences he'd been having for years, where stars or flashes or funny patterns would appear in his vision. But as the doctors explained, that was all in his head, his brain playing tricks on him. But this was different. He never saw it when he was alone, only when there was another person. It was the right distance away to be coming from the person's body. How would he know? The sound, maybe? He noticed it most clearly in class. Mr. North had a tendency to pace around as he lectured, and sometimes Ken saw that barely visible red wisp gliding to the left, matching the distance and direction of Mr. North himself. It came from the level of his hips. That's right, he can sense dick and nuts! As the weeks went by, he saw the red glimmer more and more often. It became more than a glimmer. Then Ken realized that it had a shape. There were two separate little circles. Ken began to suspect that he was seeing an outline of Mr. North's balls. When looking at girls, sometimes he thought he saw wisps of green from hip height. But they were too fleeting. I guess he meant to say, but they too were fleeting for him, to be sure. Then, one morning in bed, Ken saw that his own balls had a faint red tinge to them. All right, so you get the idea. What a gift this blind kid has. He can't see anything, but he can sort of sense when a pussy or cock is nearby. All right, now I'm going to fast forward because the story gets a little slow. Basically, this blind kid meets another blind girl who can see the same sort of glowing things, the red and the green. They can also see purple around the face region, right? The mouth. It's only a matter of time before they start having sex, and that's where we pick up. Ken turned, eager to resume the kissing, but Lisa had pulled back out of range. What do you actually see, Ken? Well, he stammered. What do you see on Mrs. Westfall? I guess that's the teacher. I saw two green dots around waist high. Yeah, her ovaries. It's lower than her waist. Anything else on her? No, what do you see? I see that, but I also see faint traces of her, other reproductive organs. Oh, like her... What word should he use? Did he dare mention it, or would Lisa leave in a huff? Her uterus and fallopian tubes and vagina, she said quietly. Oh, do you see my ovaries? Lisa asked. This is the weirdest foreplay ever. Look at my ovaries! Stare at my ovaries! Yes, said Ken, and with a sudden twitch of inspiration, they're very cute. Again, I've never heard ovaries described as cute before. Lisa chuckled. Aw, but nothing else? I don't think so, Ken said, squinting. Maybe if I were closer. Smooth, Ken, real smooth. She paused a moment, then said, okay, and pulled his head down, holding his nose an inch or two away from her hips as she bent him over her sideways. Ken stared closely. There it was! In faint green, he saw tubes extending from the brighter green ovaries to a fist-sized blob that must be her uterus, and then the tube of her vagina. Tube. There were some short lines and a less dim little node right there at the center. Her clitoris, maybe? It all matched the mental map he had made after feeling those anatomical models, or something, anatomical models when he was 11. Oh, yes, now I see more. Wow! Lisa pulled his head back up. It's gotta really suck to be blind. Getting hot looking at glowing globes where a uterus should be. Lisa pulled his head back up. It's very naughty of you to look. Well, I'm sorry. I'm kidding, silly. I know. Are you looking at me all this time, Ken managed? You see my testicles, I assume? Lisa's purple zoomed in, not towards his crotch, but towards his face, and she kissed him again. She broke the kiss to whisper heavily, "Your balls glow like Christmas tree bulbs." Again, very hot. The rest of it is pretty clear, too. So you can see that I'm... Gosh, I'm sorry. It's exciting, Ken. Really? Yes. I'm not a little girl, you know. And you like it? Yes. Yeah, but it's like I'm exposing myself. But you're not, right? Ken then felt Lisa's finger touch the cloth of his jeans exactly over the tip of his cock and brush gently towards the base. I figured you must like me when I saw it. Oh, I figured you must like me. Sorry. When I saw it get stiff and long yesterday. You saw that?
yeah, it's cool. I saw it in other boys' wastebaskets, too.
What?
I see it in other boys... Oh, and she's calling the cock and balls the wastebasket. And sometimes I've even seen...
What?
Never mind! Ken, can I play with it? Do you mind?
No.
I can't?
No, I mean, no, I don't mind.
How do I get at it?
Are you fucking retarded? You unzip the fucking zipper and you whip it out! Ken unfastened his belt and the button on his jeans, then pulled down the zipper and held his briefs away from his erect cock. I sure hope nobody comes.
I'll see them, don't worry.
How could she see him? I guess the purple mouth. Who the fuck cares?
How's that?
Asked Lisa as she stroked away. Great, he answered. Rub against the tip, too. Oh, yeah, that's it. Oh, Lisa. Oh, that's great. Mm. He kept murmuring his pleasure, and after a few minutes, his excitement built. Lisa! Lisa! He moaned urgently as his climax was upon him, and he spurted.
That felt good.
Real good. Ken was ready to mop up the mess with the tissues, but Lisa stopped him.
Let me play with it. It's so red.
She brought a fingerful of the stuff to her eye.
Let me spread it on my eyelids. It's really, really red.
Okay. Good, said Ken.
Now you try.
On my eyelids?
Yeah.
She's a freak, man. He was a little squeamish about it, but it did make a truly intense red. It was the sort of vivid color that neither of them had expected to see again. Then, another day, she painted her face with sperm. And Ken had to admit that she had a beautiful face. Not that he had much to compare it to, except his memories as a four-year-old. She, in turn, painted his face with it. I could give you a blowjob, she said one day. Ken was embarrassed because he didn't know what she meant. How old are these kids? Never mind, I don't want to know. They're blind. They've been sheltered. They're 21 or something. Oral sex, she said. I like to lick and suck your thingy. Oh, he said, if you really want to. 2 seconds after she took him in her mouth, the first time he understood why boys like this. It felt fantastic. He came 10 seconds later in her mouth. It never occurred to him to tell her so she could get her mouth away. She stiffened momentarily as the first shot surged into her oral cavity, but she kept her mouth in place. Good girl. When he had unloaded all his load, he pulled away. Now we're whisked away to their next sex. Finding a girl's clitoris is not something boys can do by instinct, and reliable navigation is an iffy proposition well into adulthood. Ken had no problems, though. The green of her pleasure organ was still pale, but it was brighter than anything around it. Not quite so hard! What the fuck, is he chewing on it or something? Oh, sorry, said Ken. If you just rub nearby, it feels good, Lisa said. Oh, okay. And guided by Lisa's gasps, he found a slow, gentle motion that she liked a lot. Oh, that feels great! Is it supposed to be all wet like that, he asked?
Yeah, at least a little. Shut up, don't talk, you're ruining it.
Then Ken stuck a finger. It disappeared into the hot, wet space outlined in green. He went in and out, in and out, but kept sliding in a little more each time, wanting to see how deep he could go. He inserted another finger, and Lisa gave a sharp, ow! I'm sorry, what happened?
I think you got my hymen.
Oh no, Ken said, withdrawing his hand completely.
It's okay, it's not worth much, you know.
Yeah, but it is in some cultures. I'll net you a pretty penny.
It just gets in the way. I didn't think there was any left. You can put your hand back now.
Ken needed no more encouragement. He soon had his middle and ring fingers into his girl up to the hilt, hugged by the pale green tunnel. Oh, Ken, moaned Lisa. It feels great. Then Lisa had her dress up around her waist, and she pressed Ken's penis flat against the flesh of her lower stomach. Look at that, Ken said. Red tube, green tube.
Blue, white, blue, white.
His penis glowed in faint red, while a few inches back, inside Lisa's body, her vaginal tube glowed in faint... Who's getting off to this story, really? With all the tubes glowing. It's so cool, Lisa said, humping her pelvis against Ken's hand. They're meant to go together. Mine looks smaller, but I guess it stretches. I guess when I poke with my fingers, it stretches, he said, demonstrating. Let's put the tubes end to end, Lisa suggested. I really want it in me. This Lisa's a slut. She knows exactly what she's doing.
As long as you don't spurt while you're inside, I can't get pregnant, right?
Yeah, I guess. Sounds good to me. Anything to get that penis in the green tube. Whatever.
So, you want me to press it in? Ken asked. Yes, hissed Lisa. Yes. So Ken pressed, and his penis started sliding right up inside Lisa's vagina, millimeter by millimeter, the green tube stretching to accommodate the red intrusion. Oh my God, Ken said. It feels fantastic. Does it hurt? No, it feels full. I like it. Ken kept pressing, and within a minute, their pubic bones met to prevent any deeper intrusion. Can you press as deep as you can when you go in? Lisa asked. That felt best. Ken loved doing that, but it excited him further. I'm not supposed to come inside, right? Right, yes! Don't come in me! But you can do it a little faster. It feels so great. I think I might come. I'd love to, he said, speeding up a little. But I won't be able to keep it up for long. Just a little more, okay? Lisa, I think I'd better... Just a little more, goddammit! Faster! She was begging for it, and he wanted it. There was that other priority, but it didn't seem very important somehow. He grabbed her hips and pressed decisively to the hilt before drawing out 2 inches and pressing it in again. And then when he did the same thing faster and faster, harder and harder, oh my God, oh Ken, hissed Lisa. Ecstasy fogged Ken's brain, uh-oh, and he felt his cock twitching. Peering down, he saw the base of his pale red cock fill with a narrow line of bright red. Then saw it surge just as his cock jammed in as deep as it would go. A blob of bright red formed within the upper part of Lisa's pale green tube. Again and again, the narrow tube in his cock filled before his muscles squeezed to empty it right into Lisa's innards. The pool of red deep inside Lisa grew with each pulse. He really ought to say something, but he didn't want to spoil the moment. Just like a guy. Lisa clutched him, breathing heavily. That was fantastic! I came! Then after a minute, she looked down and said, Hey! Wait a second! You came in me! Yeah, I know, Ken moaned. I couldn't help it. You kept wanting faster and deeper. Can't you just hold it? Like when you have to pee? No, it doesn't work. It doesn't work like that, lady. So, what if I'm pregnant? The end. I really don't care what happens to these two. No, if you care, she does not get pregnant. They see the red in her vagina fade away, I guess, and that's how they know she's not pregnant. Whatever. That, my friends, is your Sextastic Tuesday for October 4th, 2011, brought to you by our good friends at AdamandEve.com. If you'd like to support the show, or you would just like a sex toy, or some lingerie, or condoms, or a movie, anything. In the adult realm of things, go to AdamandEve.com. They got you covered for a limited time. You can get 50% off just about any item. Pick out something you like. Use coupon code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K at checkout. You'll automatically see your purchase price knocked down 50%. Plus, you're going to get three free shipping, 3 free adult DVDs, and a mystery gift, all free using coupon code FREAK at AdamandEve.com. They got vibrators, dildos, pocket pussies. It's too much. Chains, whips, all that sort of good stuff. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up, fucked up news right now. I do have to mention this. I'm sorry, you're probably sick of hearing about it, but it is how I make my living. So if you're not a sideshow freak now, consider signing up. It really does help support the program. $5 a month or $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Well over 1,000 shows, probably nearing 1,500 at this point. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs, video casts. Today I have an extended show for you. So if you're Sideshow Freaks, you'll get 10 to 15 minutes of bonus content. Sign up right now at SuperFreakSideshow.com. 3 quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here after the voicemail segment. Someone commented that I usually say, we'll get the hell out of here at the beginning of the news segment, and then I say it again at the voicemail segment. So I really need to work on that. I've been saying it for years, though, and no one has ever brought it to my attention. Yesterday was the first time, for Christ's sakes. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. Big ol' huge titties has saved a woman from her crazy husband's knife. Moscow surgeons have operated on the woman who had been attacked by her own husband. The man stabbed his wife in the heart, but the knife stuck in the woman's silicone breasts, which saved her life. The bizarre story about a new function of silicone breasts, body armor, took place in the family of a 40-year-old female Moscovite. That means she's from Moscow. The woman had a fight with her husband, and the man grabbed a knife in a fit of anger. According to the surgeon, the woman's husband asked his wife to enlarge her breasts 5 years ago. The woman agreed. The surgeon examined the woman carefully and offered to try size 4 implants. That's a good one. The client happily accepted the offer. Those are big. During the fight, the man stabbed his wife in the left breast. He was apparently trying to kill her since he was targeting the heart. However, the knife did not even reach the thorax because of the large breast implants. The medics used state-of-the-art implants filled with gel-like silicone, or silicon. The content of the implant did not leak, and the breast preserved its shape. The woman went to the... It really was like armor. The woman went to the clinic again after the incident and had her implant replaced with a brand new one. So there you go. A happy ending. New titties, and her life was saved. Second story we have for you today. Here's a quick tip for you guys. If you send your child off to Sunday school, if the Sunday school teacher is a middle-aged man, he's a pedophile. He's trying to have sex with your children. There should be no middle-aged Sunday school teachers ever of the male persuasion. Middle-aged female, that's fine. Young guy, typically that's fine. Middle age, especially if they have glasses on, that's a real red flag. Danny Parker, a Sunday school teacher from Lakeland, Florida, which just happens to be our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida is the most fucked up state.
What? A sex offender from Florida? I don't believe that for a second. Yes, Danny Parker from Lakeland, Florida, was arrested and eventually convicted on child porn charges in 2009 after he was found to have cut out the faces of children from photos he had taken and then pasted them on the bodies of explicit photos of adults. Like, that's bizarre, and it also looks weird. You know what I mean? Like, if you are a pedophile, having, you know, adult penises and adult chests and all that, that's not attractive to them, right? I don't know. I could be wrong. I don't know what the... I can't figure out the mind of the pedophile. All right, where are we at here? A Florida appeals court has overturned the conviction and says that under Florida law, he was not technically in possession of child porn. I kind of agree with that. You know, it is creepy what he was doing, but the children weren't naked. He just took their little heads and pasted them on, you know, adult naked bodies. Parker, 41, had volunteered at the Lakeland Acres Baptist Church and at a youth camp at Lake Wales Care Center. He took pictures of young girls at the church and then went home and cut out their faces and placed them on porno images. He was sentenced to 5 years in jail, but according to the Lakeland Ledger, his conviction has now been overturned. The court ruled that while Parker's behavior was reprehensible, his actions don't add up to trafficking in child porn. The crudely constructed depictions, fortunately, leave no doubt that no child engaged in the sexual conduct, read the court's opinion. Accordingly, we cannot conclude that Mr. Parker possessed child porn. The legislature's words constrain us. Parker will now likely walk free. He said he was inspired by news that a Lakeland area elementary school principal was arrested for similar actions. He too was convicted on child porn charges, but that conviction was overturned in December. So there you go. And finally today, we've got another story from our most fucked up state.
Florida. Our most fucked up state.
Yes, while it was a good day for some child molesters in Florida, not such a good day for those practicing bestiality. Friday was the last day you could fuck a bronco, hump a horse, grope a goat, or perform any other activities related to barnyard banging. Senate Bill 344, which banned sexual contact and conduct with animals, went into effect on Saturday. Unfortunately for animal sexers, several people have faced charges in Florida after being caught fornicating with fauna. However, there has been no convictions. Police say Eugene Hickman, a 54-year-old Defuniac Springs resident, or something like that, was arrested in June after his grandson walked into a bedroom and saw him naked on top of the family bulldog, attempting to have sex with it. Of all the types of dogs you can have sex with, bulldogs are the ugliest, right? All slobbering and shit. According to the Walton County Clerk, Hickman is scheduled to go on trial in November on animal cruelty charges, as well as a charge of lewd and lascivious exhibition for allegedly doing the deed in front of the kid. Now, here's the thing.
the guy had sex with the animal before there was a law against it. So he should, you know, he wasn't breaking any law at the time. So what does that mean?
Just trying to help this poor dog fucker out.
All right. State Senate Nan Rich's bill banning sex with animals didn't pass until her third attempt because legislatures were convinced they were wasting their time on something that never happens. They apparently don't listen to Distorted View Daily. Every week I'm talking about a new Floridian horse fucker or something. In 2009, a panhandle man asphyxiated the family goat while having sex with it. Rough sex. And there was a horse incident in the Keys shortly thereafter. The moral of the story, it's definitely illegal to fondle and have sex with or have someone else have sex with an animal. If you're really concerned about getting caught screwing animals after Sunday, don't fret. It's only a misdemeanor. It's a little worse than a speeding ticket, I think. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted. So it's still kind of okay to fuck animals in Florida. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, let's just blow through a few of these. Yes, caller?
Hey, Tim. But you remember Kenny here.
Oh. Kenny.
So I'm studying for my exam on deviant behavior and social control, which I suppose is very ironically considering that I'm calling. And I listen to Pandora, well, you know, the internet radio, while I study, and I always listen to smooth jazz radio stations.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like the artist Candy Dulfer.
Yes, I know exactly what you're going to say.
And I pick up on some parts of this song that sounds familiar, and it's the shit dildo background music. The Lily Was Here.
Yes.
Oh,
Lily
my
was
God.
Here. Lily loves her shit dildo.
Yeah, this is Philippines.
Yeah.
Virgin, old, early 12 years old.
The Nambla Connect call.
What we'll consider unshaved.
From the pseudo cast.
Shit dildo. Shit dildo. Shit dildo.
Right, there it is. Next caller.
I got home from my cross country meet, and I was fucking hungry. Mm-hmm. So I go to my freezer. And I'm rummaging through stuff, and I see a brown paper bag shoved in the very back of the freezer. So
is it a shit dildo? No.
And inside is a sandwich bag, and inside the sandwich bag looks to be a piss-filled condom. And
what?
I don't know what that is doing in the refrigerator, but I put it back because I'm quite interested in seeing whoever in my family put that in there. Also, I grabbed it, and all I could think was, shit, dildo.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So so it's probably been a while since this voicemail was sent in. Call back and let me know or email me and let me know what was that.
Hey, Tim, this is
come up with a clever name here.
Sideshow Freak.
Okay.
Jesus.
Good enough.
I was just calling in to ask if you've ever just stuck your penis in a glass of water. See how long you can do that. You should really try it. I've only ever been able to get to 10 minutes. But great show today. Keep it up.
What kind of call was that? Have I ever stuck my dick in a glass of water? No.
Hey, Tim, sorry to hear about your dad dying. My dad died beginning of the month.
Well, mine is more important than yours.
And sitting in my kitchen is his box of ashes, and I don't know what to do with them. But
snort them.
It sucks.
That way he'll always be with you.
So I hear you.
Yeah, it sucks. It really does.
Oh
my God! Volume control,
this is not
fat man.
Puerto Rican fat man, darling.
Now, damn, it's me, Jeff. I'm a little bit drunk right now.
and driving home. Yeah, bad combination, I know. Anyway, I thought you might want to hear something I heard.
Not only is he drunk and driving, he's on his phone. Trifecta.
I was standing in line to get some hard cider, right?
God damn.
And this guy comes up right after me, and he just says, "Hey, can I get some granny action?" And so when he says, "Can I get some granny action?" I just immediately thought of you, and I had to let you know.
And the Prune Brothers. Gotta take a shit real bad!
What's the difference between 9/11 and a cow?
What?
You can't milk a cow for 10 years.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-bop. There's the real Puerto Rican fat man. Hello.
I surely tell you I love you. I want to teach you a little piece of fat.
Okay.
Okay? Now, say the following phrase with me.
Okay.
Yo quiero.
I want. Yo
quiero.
Deme.
Ejaculate in the cara, in the face.
Oh.
Yo quiero que me ejacule en la cara.
Okay. Thank you very much for that lesson. Thank you for all the voicemails. Keep them coming. That is all the time. You know, ever since I've been back, I haven't been getting a lot of voicemails. I get maybe like two or three a day now. You guys, you can call in again and leave voicemails, and I promise I'll get to them eventually. I'm going to be out of voicemails within the next couple days, I think. Let's start playing old ones again. It's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail on for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. It's no God.
Get a life and stop jacking it.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Very important. Get the word out. If you're sideshow freaks, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, I will see you back tomorrow for the big Wednesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Big black dick for $2.